Chapter 4.
No!
Max screamed. A strange new feeling boiled inside him, furious and black and powerful. It didn't matter that the soldier was big as an ox, that he had a rifle. Max's body seemed to move on its own, fueled by a mix of terror and fury. With all of his might, Max threw himself against the man. The soldier teetered for a second and then fell with a furious grunt. The rifle flew out of his hand, sailing through the air. When it landed, the rifle butt hit a rock. Crack! The rifle fired! The soldier shouted out in pain and grabbed his leg. He'd been hit by his own bullet. Max stood there stunned as he stared at the blood oozing through the soldier's fingers. The man's eyes bulged with rage as he spat out German curses. He crawled toward his rifle, clawing the dirt with his fingers, dragging his bloody leg behind him. Xena shrieked, "Max, come on!" Her voice snapped Max out of his trance. He ran to her. They joined hands and took off through the brush, away from the soldier in the ghetto. He had no idea where they could go, but neither of them looked back, and they moved so quickly, it seemed as if they were flying. They pushed aside branches, dodged trees, and jumped over roots and rocks. Thorns raked their legs and snagged their clothes, but they ran and ran until finally their bodies gave out.
"I need to rest," Xena gasped, reaching for Max's arm. "Up there," Max wheezed, "we'll hide in that wheat field."
They staggered into the field, wading through the golden stalks until at last they collapsed to the ground. They lay there, gulping at the air, trying to catch their breaths. It was a long time before Max's body stopped shaking, before either of them could speak. Finally, Xena turned to him.
"We beat them," she whispered.
Max looked at his sister, not sure what she meant. But then he understood. Here they were, still alive, not shivering in a jail cell or surrounded by barbed wire. Xena was right. They'd fought their own battle against the Nazis. And they'd won. Max smiled.